This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 3rd. God's word to you today is, faith is, come. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 4, verse 16, and it says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." Please read Mark 5, verses 21 to 43. For 12 years, this woman was bleeding. For 12 years, Jairus was rejoicing. If you have a daughter, you would understand what I'm saying. Daughters are the best. No offense, please. Jairus was having a blast, living his dreams. But this woman was living a nightmare. She approached Jesus from behind. Jairus approached Jesus from the front. Even though they both fell at Jesus' feet, Jairus begged for a miracle. He asked for a miracle. But this woman stole a miracle. She stole it. While they both pushed through the crowd, while they both bowed to Jesus, one asked, the other stole. The key thing here is, the common denominator among these two people is that Jesus is the answer in both situations. I do not know what you're going through. It may seem like nothing is happening. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the answer. You do not go to the mountains when God is in your heart. Do not get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with praying on the mountains. But most times, those things are just religion. Do not run helter-skelter when Jesus is saying, "Come to me." One striking thing about these two people is that neither of them had a relationship with Jesus. And I think that is worthy of repetition. Too many people have believed the lie that they do not know God enough. It is at the time of need that you need help, right? You need Jesus when you are in need. In fact, God's word says we should come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace, not in the times of strength, but when we need it most. Most times, we shortchange ourselves by not reaching out to God when we should reach out to God. And because we do not reach out to God, we do not get all that God has for us. It takes faith to reach out to God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It takes faith to open up to God and to be vulnerable to God. So we will be looking at four things that faith teaches us from the story in Mark 5, verses 21 to 43. The first thing faith teaches us is this: faith overcomes fear and shame. Faith always overcomes fear and shame. Imagine the life this woman would have been living. She was tagged unclean for 12 years, and she could not go to church. Back then, if a woman is on her period, she cannot go to church, otherwise she would be stoned. This had been on for 12 years, consistently. Imagine the shame and fear she must have felt approaching Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I come boldly before your gracious throne to receive your mercy and find grace to help me now in my time of need. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.